Blog Talk Radio.
In the dead of night, when thine winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, and mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of the Night Zone.
I am your host, Colin Knight.
Tonight, our special guest is Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, a good friend of the show. Tonight, we shall examine Reiki, what it is, what it does, and how it can help you in your everyday life. Eileen Smith, a Reiki Master, next in the Night Zone.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night, September the 15th, 2009. And it is 10:03 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:03 p.m. Calgary Time. We have with us tonight Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, good friend of the show. Welcome back to the Night Zone, Eileen.
Well, thank you for having me again. Pleasure.
More than a pleasure. Tonight's a little different. Normally, we're pulling on your ghost hunting talent, but tonight you've taken off your ghost hunting hat. And we're bringing a new topic to the show. You and I have spoken at length about your involvement with the investigations and the South Jersey Ghost Research Group and how Reiki assisted you in your investigation. I guess the best place to start tonight is a little background on exactly what Reiki is.
Well, Reiki, there is a little bit of a blurred history with it. There's a few school of thoughts on it. It Reiki means universal life force, and it's thought to have originated in Tibet about 2,500 years ago. It's a laying, a very gentle laying of on of hands technique based on ancient symbols, and helps to restore balance and harmony to the body. And I like to think of it as relaxing the body to the point where the body can heal itself. But it also, there's also some history coming out that it's said that Jesus actually was using Reiki, a form of Reiki that he learned from the Essenes when he studied with them, and they were using Reiki as well. So no one's really quite sure how old it really is.
Yeah, I've been looking around. Of course, we're trying to do the background on everything. And, you know, I have three or four different origins of Reiki. The latest one that Dale found for me was it was a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation. But it clearly didn't go deep enough as far as, you know, exactly what it's all consumed and what it all amounts to.
Right.
So how long have you been doing Reiki?
Well, Colin, I've been doing a form of energy work since I was a little kid, to be honest with you. And then I became interested. I was always interested in Reiki and just, you know, how they say when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. And so I learned from a Reiki master teacher I think I received, it was back in 1998 that I received my Reiki master level. And so I've been doing it since then.
Right. Now, with Reiki, obviously it's a relaxation technique, and that's how we got into this when we were doing the ghost hunting chats, is that Reiki helps you harmonize and balance, I guess, is the best way to say it, before you go on an expedition with the team. Am I correct?
Yeah. The thing is, with the Reiki, it creates such a positive energy within yourself. It balances the body and the mind and the emotions so that you're more positive. And we find it seems to be a naturally occurring, especially with South Jersey ghost research, because when we're going into paranormal situations, you really do have to have a positive energy about you. In Reiki and in other metaphysical studies, it's felt that if negativity kind of, let's say, diminishes the natural protection that a person has around their energy body, like their aura, some people call it aura, and if your aura is very weak, then you're prone to pick up negative energies, whether it's from a ghost or, you know, a living human being.
So you become almost like a magnet for the negative forces around you then.
Yeah, it's actually, and yes, if it's, you have a weak aura, and also things like drugs and alcohol can weaken it too. So as investigators, we just, my friend Jamie and I are in South Jersey Ghost Research, both Reiki masters, and the investigators just naturally took to it and found it helped them ward off the effects of being in a, sometimes we are in a situation where, you know, the spirit in the home is, as in life, is not the greatest person in death. And also, the investigators, as well as myself, found that the longer we did Reiki, both giving Reiki to others and receiving Reiki for ourselves, we became more intuitive, which
mm-hmm.
was interesting. Yeah.
So it's as if you tuned into your own life force, so to speak, and
yes, found that we became more sensitive to energies. We were able to sense energies easier than before. And so it was interesting to watch all the investigators become ones who would say they didn't have any intuitive abilities at all, start to become very intuitive and pick up information while on an investigation.
Right.
Yeah,
I could see how it would tune into to what you do in the ghost research group for sure. So, is it a form of I guess mentalism would be the adjective?
I would liken it more to energy work, in the sense that what's basically going on is the practitioner, the Reiki practitioner, has been attuned to be able to draw energy, positive energy, in from another source, such as, you know, some people call it God, some people call it the universe, whatever somebody would want to term that, to draw positive healing energy from that source through their body, through their hands, and then into the person that they're giving Reiki. And it also, interestingly enough, works on animals as well. I started a Reiki shelter program for animal shelters. And, yeah, and the animals take it in actually much quicker than human beings, because they don't have the, you know, we're complicated, and animals tend not to be. So they really absorb it. And we found that the animals that would get Reiki tended to be adopted that week, and we'd come back and the animals would have been adopted, the ones that we had worked on which because they were probably, they were calmer, they were more relaxed, they felt better, they weren't as depressed being in the cages, and they were radiating more positive energy.
So when you deal with animals, then you are transferring your energy to them. How would you activate their ability? How would they understand, you know, the how to find themselves?
It's not so much our energy, but a universal energy, a life force energy that's positive. Oh. So we're not taking it from us, you know, the person per se. It's more like we're a radio conduit, like a radio wire, and we're simply the facilitator of this natural life force energy coming through us and into them. And what it does, Colin, is it tends to clear out the chakras, if you're familiar with that term, chakras, the natural energy system of the body. It tends to clear out negativity. It draws it out.
It takes away the blocks.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's why people become more intuitive when they get it, because it'll clear out those intuitive centers, which some believe to be, you know, the crown, and then the third eye area that's being opened and cleared. And so that's why we think that occurs as well.
Hmm. Now this Reiki, let's call it for the moment, a stress reduction and relaxation therapy, just so we can kind of get a sense of what this is for the people that are not familiar with Reiki, such as myself. You have been throwing it at me for about a year there, a year and a half, and I really wasn't grabbing it and grasping the concept. So of course, the gang ganged up on me and brought all this research and said, "Read," and I've had so much YouTube and so much stuff in the last week. I got to tell you that I'm almost Reiki'd out.
Well, you know, I always tell people you really have to experience a session.
Exactly. That's my point, is that I've done the theory work, and I got a grasp of what's going on here, but the actual physical, you know, I need to take that step, because I need to find out what it is. In the night zone, as you know, we love to explore those shadows that people don't want to touch, and
right.
I need to sense that. So how would I go about doing that?
Well, you can, there is a, it's so widespread now, Colin. It started, what happened was, it was taken from a Japanese man named Dr. Makayo Yusui, and he's the one who rediscovered the Reiki. It was kind of lost there for a while back in the late 1800s. And from him, it started to move over into Hawaii, and then onto the west coast of California, the California area, and then it spread throughout the United States, Canada, the world. And I guarantee you, there's someone in your town that's doing it. It's that common now. So I would look for someone who is very experienced with the Reiki, and then it really does have to be experienced to be understood. But the thing is, it's being used in hospitals now. I mean, it's actually acknowledged to the point where there are hospitals and hospices and things that have Reiki practitioners in it, which is remarkable, really, you know.
Yeah. And now we'll get to... We'll get to the fact that Reiki is not a religion in a little while, because I've heard so many people, when I've mentioned, well, yeah, I'm reading up on Reiki. Oh, well, that's a cult. That's a, you know.
Right,
so
right.
We'll get to that in a while. But I was amazed after looking at your website, Eileen, how much similarities you have with a regular guest of ours, Mr. David Baker, who happens to be on next week, especially Yeah, especially the angel therapy. You both studied under Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD, and,
right.
I find that also fascinating. Reiki, is there a process, like you are a Reiki master, so you are in effect a teacher of the Reiki?
I've reached Reiki master teacher level. There's Reiki level 1. And then Reiki level 2, advanced level, Reiki master level, and then Reiki master teacher level. In traditional Usui, the way the man who rediscovered it wanted it to be taught. And what I find that with Reiki, like the levels, it's like Reiki level 1 is a 50-watt light bulb, and then when someone moves up to Reiki level 2, it's a 75-watt light bulb. And what I mean by that is that's the kind of energy that the practitioner is able to channel through them into the client.
Well, I think right about now, I think I'm a glowworm.
Not for long.
Well, hopefully, because I definitely do intend to follow through on this, and I will look for somebody in Calgary that studies Reiki, because I do want to know more, because it fascinates me. Now, a couple of weeks ago, when you was with us with the South Jersey Ghost Research Group, you had mentioned how you used Reiki to protect yourself, if you will, from negative forces. And I know in our virtual studio, I see one of our regulars, Lex, is in with us, and I know she was interested in how does one protect themselves. So I tell you what we're going to do here, because I'm getting somebody is wagging a finger at me. We're going to take a quick break, about a minute and a half, and we'll do the break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about how one can repel the negative forces. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All righty. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, right after this. You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Phone lines are open 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone.
And we're in the Shadows of the Night Zone tonight with Eileen Smith, a Reiki master, who's going to try and put some energy and some powers into this old body of mine and beam me up and get me going for learning more about Reiki. Now, Eileen, as I said before the break, you had mentioned during the South Jersey Ghost Research show that you can use this to avoid negative principles in and around you. How would one go about that?
Well, the theory of it is, and what I have found in my experience, that the more positive of a person you are, really, it's like positivity and negativity is oil and water at that point. They can't exist together. I think we all know people that there's who are tend to be negative. They always have, they're caught in that hamster wheel of negative thoughts all the time, and they always seem to have negative problems, you know, physically or things going on in their life. So what Reiki does is it creates a more positive homeostasis within your, not only your body, but your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one way that we like to protect ourselves, by doing positive self-care, so to speak. You know, that's caring for our bodies and our minds. Also, I find that one way of protecting ourselves just daily, even going into the office that could be full of negative people, you know, negative situations, is being very careful about your own thoughts and words. I find that negative thoughts and words really tend to wear down your natural... Everyone has natural protection in their auric field. And negative thoughts and also things like alcohol, drugs can wear that down as well. So, it's a very important that kind of negativity is you stay away from that if you want to not attract negativity and keep that strong. Another thing is doing things daily that rid you of anything you accumulate, because things do, negativity, you could go to the store and pick up on negativity because people can be sponges for that.
Right.
So
well,
it's very...
The workplace is definitely a festering pool of negativity, there's no doubt.
It sure is. And you take that home with you, and it'll stay on you unless you do something to rid yourself of that. One of those things is things like Reiki. Also, doing things like meditation or yoga or exercise, prayer, anything like that kind of sloughs off and releases any negativity that you've picked up or even that you create on your own, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So from what I'm hearing from this is that by creating, the old adage, if you can do one thing good for one person a day, the universal force, the law of reciprocity is that there's positive energy, if you will, builds up in your workplace, in your play place, in your bedroom, in everywhere.
Absolutely.
So,
and I also find that gratitude tends to be extremely positive energy, that it coats people's energy field, gratitude. Even, just find something that and I'm sure everyone can, to feel grateful for, whether even though you may be going into a job that's full of negativity, just being grateful that you have a job or just looking at something positive does tend to really build a strong protection.
And I guess that's just a mindset that you have to put yourself into, because it's so easy to fall into that negative, I'm not as good looking as Johnny, and I'm not as smart as Sally, and I'm not as rich as Bill, and you can get into that negative force so easily, and then there's no way out.
Absolutely, and I do find also people have to really step up their keeping themselves positive, keeping the negative from attaching. I think lately, the past, several years, or really, especially this year, it's been, there's a lot of fear on the planet. There's a lot of fear, there's a lot of chaotic energy, and people, whether they're conscious of it or not, are feeling the effects of it. And I really hope that if anything, people get out of the show tonight, is to explore these things to create a more positive life. And things like angels as well, calling on one of the most wonderful protectors, Archangel Michael, to protect, and also to... Archangel Michael is incredible for removing any attachments or any negative energy that doesn't belong on you.
Okay, and you would call on the Archangel Michael by prayer or by meditation?
You know something, it really doesn't even matter. You can just say his name and just say, Michael, can you, just clear all of this gunk off me. And it's that simple. And I'll tell you something. I know it sounds kind of, hokey to some people, but it's very real and it actually works that instantaneously. I've had a number of experiences in my life where I've been protected and my life has been saved with Archangel Michael.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Archangel Michael. Well, Archangel Michael, keep the negative away from the show tonight. I have to tell you, Eileen, we have had a horrendous problems with technology over the last couple of shows, as far as dropping calls and losing sound bites and what have you, and on a couple of other shows that I do too. It has got to the point that it's almost as if there's somebody out there with a button just saying, "Yeah, I'm going to do it now," boop, and it's done. You know.
Well, you know, it could be. You know, sometimes people have. We live on a planet of human beings, and everybody's fighting their own inner battle. But people can resent people who they, you know, feel are more successful, and send that kind of thought form. And we do have to protect ourselves from that. And so I know you're kidding around, but that could be something that's actually going on.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the psychic vibe, if you will. I've talked about this on the show many times regarding the internet psychic vampires that just suck the life out of you when you're in chat rooms. I mean, just literally, when you close down the chat room, it feels like somebody is just taking every ounce of your energy away from you in a positive manner and just left you with this darkness. So this is another reason for the Reiki that it fascinates me, because it's using a life force. It's using the universal energy. You're not praying to a deity. You're not trying to convince people that Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism, Muslim, none of that is being affected. Reiki is almost an advanced tool to add to your religious beliefs. That's how I'm seeing it.
That is perfect. I couldn't have said it better. You really nailed it, Colin. It has no religion, and it's just pure positive life force energy from whatever that person feels is the source of such things.
Right. Now, when you're performing healing, laying of hands, do you sense areas of that person that require or that are injured by negative forces? Do you sense that, or is it just a sense of the whole?
Actually, I do. Not that, as years go by, most Reiki people are able to sense those things. Those who are first starting out, and that's why I kind of recommend that you go with someone who's been doing it for a number of years, so you get the whole experience. I'm absolutely able to sense when someone is out of alignment, out of balance, where the whole, you know, because Reiki does address the whole organ system as well. It detoxifies the body. It builds up the immune system. So all of that kind of stuff is also being addressed, you know. And I can sense things like that, and I'll stay in certain areas of the body longer because I sense that. And because I am an angel practitioner and an intuitive healer, I also hear. I'll sometimes hear somebody would call spirit guide or something tell me, you know, you need to go here. You need to go to their knee or something like that, and I'll do that.
Great. So this comes with obviously experience of Reiki and understanding the forces of the universe, I guess.
Yes, and but you really don't. If somebody wants to become a Reiki practitioner, you don't have to really do anything. The Reiki knows, it's a conscious energy, so it knows where to go. For example, I could be at someone's feet, but yet something's going on in their shoulder. That Reiki will find its way to the shoulder And, you know, even if the practitioner doesn't know to go there, it has a consciousness. And so you really don't have to have a lot of intuition or anything like that. You just need to be that telephone wire and lay your hands on that body. I find it incredibly peaceful and healing when I get Reiki. It's almost, you know, for people like you were talking about, you know, about people talking about it being a cult and everything, which it, of course it isn't. But the way I like to tell people, a lot, some people, I just tell them that, you know, when you get the deep sleep at night, that's very healing and restorative. Well, some people don't get that deep sleep anymore, and that's part of the reason why we have so much disease and stress now. But Reiki is able to put people into that healing, restorative, like, sleep place for a whole hour or more.
So sleep being the repair tool of our bodies, is it better as to how, where do I want to, how do I want to get where I'm going here? Is it better to work on your Reiki abilities before you go to sleep, so that you are into a deeper peace as you go to sleep? Does that help?
Absolutely, that could help. If you're someone who is having issues sleeping, Reiki can feel like you just had a nice glass of wine. You can relate to that.
Oh gosh, yeah. I work in a very stressed environment, so you know, I need all the sleep that I can get, and the older I get, the less sleep I have.
That's true. And especially so women with her.
Yeah, exactly. Especially mothers with kids and what have you. And
yeah.
So the quality of sleep is what I seek, and I absolutely refuse to take the little white pills.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, so I'm always looking for something. Right now, meditation seems to work for me somewhat, but I'm looking forward to finding something else that will not only give me that sleep, but will also charge my batteries, if you will.
You know, Reiki will do that for you. It's like passive meditation, but you do get off the table feeling re-energized. And you're right. I mean, most people in today's society don't get that little blip of restorative sleep that our ancestors did. And Reiki really does kind of provide that for you. And it's a lifesaver for me. And and I, you know, Colin, I would love for when you do go get a Reiki treatment that you let me know what you thought.
Oh yeah, you're going to be my sounding board.
Okay.
I've already decided that, because I don't know what I'm receiving. I mean, somebody could say, okay, you need to stand on one leg with your hand on your head for 10 minutes and you're going to feel wonderful. And, you know, I'm an Englishman. I'll do it. What do I know? You know, like, so, you know, it puts me in a difficult position. I tell you what, Eileen, we've got to take a break because somebody's waving at me again. When we come back, I just want to touch a little bit on your grandmother, because that little piece in your bio absolutely fascinated me. So take a deep breath. We've got about 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to fill up your glasses, do what you do best, and we'll catch you back here in 3 minutes.
In the shadows of the Night Zone, we do invite your call. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone with Colin Matz. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor. Planet X, Marshall Masters, September the 29th.
ancient Sumerian texts, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com.
It's not much question at all what there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all. No, for sure we're not alone. Now, have we been able to identify for sure where the other planets are? No, we have not. Certainly not in our solar system. But they've identified quite a number of planets now that very likely could be life-bearing planets. I happen to be privileged enough to have been on the fact that we have been visited on this planet, and the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
God put it there.
Do you have a question for our guest? Need help with a problem? Looking for assistance in your daily life? Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, is a phone call away. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And as I mentioned earlier, Eileen, our crack research team, actually Dale over at TC Research, they fed me all kinds of stuff on Reiki to the point that I've got pages and pages. You know, they used to say that computers would create a paperless society. I am waiting for this paperless society. But what I got from this is that Reiki, as it stands today, is made from two words, Rei, which means God's wisdom of higher power, and Ki, which is life force energy. So Reiki is actually a spiritually guided life force energy, and spiritually being all denomination, not just Christian or Catholic, or, you know, not religion. This is a life force. Am I reading this properly?
That's exactly what it is. That describes it perfectly. And it doesn't know race, creed, religion, anything. That's an absolute perfect description of it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Reiki is being performed throughout the ages. Maybe under different names and different words and different, styles, if you will. But I think whoever created us, whatever created us, gave us this ability to tap that universal code, that universal wisdom. And I think over the years, over the centuries, over the millennium, we've lost it. And I think we're finally coming back. John Hogue from Hogue Prophecy, I have a clip of his. I won't play it tonight because it's a little long, but he says that the next section of our existence is not so much about trying to find out, but it's about knowing, tapping that universal energy. So Reiki, to me, I think is going to become very, very important in the next little while.
I absolutely agree. I think it's Reiki energy seems to be spreading, and like you said, it's a universal life force energy, so it goes by many names, and it's energy healing, and I think this kind of stuff, these kind of techniques have really turned the tide. I think it's, you know, I wouldn't think it's exaggerating to say it's kind of saved us.
Right. Yeah, I think there's something there. We seem to stumble through life, but we seem to manage to find that path every so often.
Right.
It's almost as if there is an ability that man had that we gave up for the peace of our society, if you will, and we've kind of let it just kind of shuffled it off, and organized religions kind of taken over that mantra. And I think it's great that Reiki is growing as quickly as it is, and it is growing. I was surprised when I looked around the internet how much information is actually out there.
Right. It as you said, I think it empowers people to take hold of their own health, their own well-being, and share it with others. It's basically spreading light, and you know, I think it's helping people raise their consciousness. And
yeah.
And as you know, over the past 30 years, things have just changed.
Oh.
Consciousness has absolutely changed, and I think things like Reiki have a lot to do with that.
I think so. I think people who are tuning themselves are doing quite a good job as far as looking towards whatever that universal force is. Now, about 8, 9, 10 years ago, you opened up your center, the Path of the White Rose. Did I get the name right?
Yeah. You did.
And what is that about? What do you do there?
Well, I am an intuitive healer, and I'm a writer as well. I write on spiritual. I'm a channeler, and basically channeling information and wisdom and things from, you know, the higher realms, beings that know a lot more than I do. And I remember back in the late 80s wanting to do what I did naturally since being a child, of healing and having a knowing about things, and I wanted to bring it to the public. And I received the name that they wanted me to call this, what I was going to do, as they said, the Path of the White Rose. And I didn't know what it really meant at the time, but I knew by then that I should just go with when I receive that kind of information, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I've done. The White Rose is the calling card of the Ascended Masters, and signifies purity and compassion, and so that's where, you know, it stuck.
Right, and the White Rose is also your website. Am I correct?
Yes, the Path of the White Rose. I founded it back in the early 1990s.
Well, I tell you, we were all over your website over the last 3 or 4 days, and I just can't get over how much information is there about Reiki and teachings. And I read that a treatment feels like a wonderful glowing radiance that flows through and around you.
Yes.
Now, that would be a sense of being that I look forward to achieving. Is that difficult to achieve?
I think everyone can use a little bit of that, don't you think?
my boss could. I hope he's not listening. But, yeah, absolutely. You know,
if everybody was... I receive Reiki very often. I have to. I have to in order to do what I do and keep continue to be a clear channel for my writing and my healing work and when I do readings and things like that. And I always think to myself, if everybody received this kind of feeling, and because, Colin, it has an accumulative effect. I've seen people change and then change their lives as they do it, like meditation, you know, how it's something that's done regularly. It can change. It can alter.
Well, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you. If I do not meditate for at least an hour a day, my day seems incomplete.
Exactly. Can you imagine if everybody did that?
Oh wow! Could you imagine if everybody at the same moment in time around the world thought of peace?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? That would do.
That would be amazing. And see, the thing with Reiki and energy work like that is It's passive, so they can lay down and let someone, let someone do it for them. And, you know, people need that. A lot of people don't get the compassionate touch, nurturing, or just relaxing and let someone else take care of that kind of meditative state. And I think everybody needs that.
Yeah, I'm getting the speed-up signal. So we will, let's get to your grandmother here.
Okay.
You spent some time in Ireland with your grandmother, and she's a spiritualist, probably
actually,
Celtic, right?
She was actually, I never met my grandmother. She passed away before I was born. She passed away in the 50s. She was from Ireland. She was from County Sligo, and they were pig farmers, real salt of the earth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but she's one of my, she happens to be one of my spirit guides. She's one of the, she from the other side, she works with me, and it's amazing, really. She was very intuitive.
That must be an incredible feeling.
It is. I have a relationship. Yeah, with my grandmother that I never met. I have a relationship with her that I may not have had she lived, you know.
Right, right.
But
and she has helped you in your Reiki understanding and your guidance?
Yes, she was a natural healer and intuitive. She used to read the tea leaves for the women in her little village, and she could see ghosts. So Colin, it goes back that far for me. my grandmother was seeing ghosts.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie I See Dead People?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. My a friend of mine in the United States sent me a mug, a coffee mug, and it says I See Dumb People.
Every day.
Yeah, every single day.
Every day.
Dumb people, you know. And it's unfortunate because I think Reiki treats the whole person, doesn't it? Like the body, the emotions, mind, spirit.
It's
the whole thing.
For Reiki, a Reiki practitioner, and we believe that all disease starts in the emotional body, and if left long enough, it works its way into the physical body as disease. For example, if someone had a breakup, a marriage, 20 years before, and they're still holding that kind of bitterness, that trauma, they don't release it, it'll go into disease. And, you know, Colin, before we move on, I just wanted to I thought you might find it interesting that my grandmother was booked on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her brothers, and they were in steerage, you know, but she wouldn't get on the ship because she knew something was going to happen.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I thought you'd find that.
If you could only bottle that, you'd be worth a fortune. You know, you talk about harboring ill feelings. I'll tell you a very quick story here. During a divorce of mine, my wife says, I can't wait until you die because I'm going to dance on your grave.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah. And I looked over at my lawyer and I whispered to him, I said, well, I know she can't swim, so right down I want to be buried at sea.
Well, you know, that kind of bitterness kills
yeah.
people eventually.
It does.
It does affect them. If it doesn't find its way into the body as disease, and I'm sure it always does, it blocks them from experiencing happiness.
Yeah.
You can't have that kind of anger or bitterness towards anyone and be happy. It's just impossible.
No, really. Well, it just makes no sense to me why somebody would be so bitter when they receive a check once a month. It just drives me nuts. Such is life in the fast lane. Eileen, we have to do a quick promo for next week's show, so just hang in there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Turning to the Night Zone next week, David Baker, psychic medium, spiritual healer, September 22nd. David will be taking your
psychic medium, makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and pastors. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. He is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner under Dr. Charles Birchie, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium, September the 22nd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Live. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Tonight, I mean Seth, Reiki Master, Night Zone.
And we are back with Eileen Smith, a Reiki Master in the Night Zone. Probably the people in the virtual studio did not hear the promo. That was for David Baker next week, September the 22nd. So we look forward to seeing you all out here. So, Eileen, as we head into the final, 7 or 8 minutes, where are we at here? 8 minutes or so. On your website, you state that Reiki is a simple technique to learn. How long would it take for me to be able to, not master, but to be able to enjoy the fruits of this form of art?
Just a couple of hours, Colin. That's
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, the Reiki master teacher attunes the student to the energy, meaning there's a special procedure that they use to open up the chakras in your hands and different areas of your body so that you can bring through that healing life force yourself. And within a couple of hours, you can, that's it. You know, that's it. That's all you need to do.
Right. Now when you are under a Reiki master and they are teaching you, and teaching isn't a very good word, but when they are teaching you, we're not opening books and taking exams and you know, that we don't have to find a spoon in a darkened hallway or anything wild like that. This is an emotional teaching, isn't it?
It is. It's like and there's a lot of different schools of Reiki. But I'm a traditional Usui practitioner, and for him, it's kind of like those old, he wanted it taught like an apprenticeship, like the old-fashioned apprentice, that you would see in movies and things like that. So it's a mentoring that goes on between when it's a good situation, it's a mentoring that goes on, and there aren't any exams or anything like that. It's more experience as you continue to fine-tune yourself, and your Reiki master teacher mentors you and watches you and helps you as you experience and gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's really wonderful.
I'm definitely going to follow through on this because I need to know. And Eileen, at the end of the month, we have in Calgary, we have the incredible pleasure of having His Holiness the Dalai Lama come to our city, and he's going to be speaking to the masses for a number of sessions. A huge gathering is already organized and what have you. So, but when conducting a Reiki session with others, do you experience that harmony, that energy that is created by practicing Reiki? Is it a does the group sense each other's positive energies?
Yes, there is a natural buildup of positive energy in a room when you have a bunch of because not only if we're performing Reiki, but if a Reiki master tends to radiate that kind of energy more so, and just being in a room with a bunch of them the room hums, you know.
Right.
It can hum, it really, and it feels like a homecoming when you're with people who are working with these kind of energies. But I would love to. But getting Reiki probably is the most peaceful experience that I've ever had, and continue to ever have in my life.
Now, I have noticed as I talked about Reiki as being part of the name for the arts that you do. In effect, Reiki is actually the energy you receive.
Yes, right? It's the energy that I'm drawing down. Basically, it's like you draw it down from above, and you draw it into your body, and it's actually, interestingly enough, activated in your heart chakra, the heart area, and it's said, and I absolutely agree with this, that all healing comes from the heart, and so that's why Reiki is also, you know, Colin, as I'm giving Reiki, I'm also getting Reiki, so it's kind of like a double healing situation going on during a session. I'm getting Reiki as well, and it opens your heart. Because in order to be a healer, you have to have an open heart. And, you know, that's, I mean, what's better than that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you come to harmony with yourself.
Yes.
And in doing so, this creates a portal, if you will, to
yes.
receive working. Is
yes.
that?
Yes, and hey, listen, you know, we all have our days, and I'm not saying like I go through the day floating, but it does tend to, you know, the waves of life don't knock me down like they did in, you know, years ago. You're able to sustain a different level of well-being when you continuously get or give Reiki. Yeah.
Right. That makes an incredible amount of sense, an incredible amount of sense. So this is my plan. I'm going to get out on the internet tonight after we've been on the show, and I'm going to look for a Reiki master in Calgary and see where it takes me, Eileen. But I'm going to be sending you all kinds of questions.
I hope you do. Hey, listen, if I was able to change just one life, yours, if you go and do this, then it's all worth it.
Well, if whoever it is manages to change my life, I'll tell you, God bless them. You know,
okay.
They're more power to them. I will exalt them to the highest levels if I can, because you know, your ability of communicating directly with the angelic realms and animals and the nature realms and star realms and the ascended masters, that it fascinates me, Eileen. And knowing you for nearly 2 years now that I do, that we've been talking on a regular basis, I can honestly say that what you have told us tonight, I think, is going to open a lot of doors for a lot of people.
I sure hope so. And thank you so much for having me come on and let everyone know how wonderful Reiki is.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing. Eileen Smith, thank you very, very much. One more time, what is your website again?
It's The Path of the White Rose, and it's www.whiterosepath.com.
Fabulous. Eileen, you take care until we talk again.
Colin, take care.
God bless.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eileen Smith, Reiki Master, also paranormal investigator with the South Jersey Ghost Research Group. We're down to the last 40 seconds of the night, and normally I would go out on some music, but tonight's just too important to mess around with that, and all I can say is that if you get the opportunity, check out what Reiki is. Just check it out. You got nothing to lose. It's not a religion. It's a life force, and as a life force, you have that ability to do anything you want with it. It's yours. It's your life force. So check it out. Give it a spin. See what it's all about. And maybe it'll help you in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. My name is Colin Knight, and we will catch you back here next week with Mr. David Baker. And we'll be taking your calls. David's going to check in about my spirit that's following me. It's going to be a blast. Until then, good night.